Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
I am ready, and it's Wrestling Observer Live. We're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, where you are right now, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It is Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
And let's face it.
Let's be honest. If not for me, you'd be stuck with one of those she trolls in the back. Woof.
Coming up on the show today. Take a look back at the talent that broke out and sort of either broke up or needs repairs in 2024. Plus, is WWE going to reach a tipping point in 2025? Maybe the signs are starting to show. SmackDown, kind of a placeholder show. Maybe the best thing that happened off the air. And last night, the last Rampage. That's right. Last Rampage, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you took it away. Next year, Marina Shafir, I'll give it to a Battle of the Belt special. Plus, AEW World's End tonight should have some great wrestling. But I think modern booking and some of the choices that have been made, particularly surrounding the Death Riders and the way titles are booked today, has kind of affected and curbed some of the excitement. We'll talk about that and more. Plus, hope you had a very nice holiday. I'm wearing one of my holiday gifts, this lovely Super Mario Brothers mushroom, like a Mr. Rogers sweater. Plus, I've got my Nintendo controller Christmas tree shirt, t-shirt on, underneath. Hopefully Santa Claus is very good to you and gave you everything you asked for earlier on the nice list. We'll get down to the naughty, the nice, and everything in between. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Vallee, Wrestling Observer Live. Hope you had a very lovely holiday, by the way. Here's another thing I got from my wife. See if I can hold that up to the camera. It's Kraft macaroni and cheese gummies. Not those kind of gummies, just regular candy. But it's pretty funny that they look, comes in a box, looks like Kraft macaroni and cheese, but it's candy, kind of funny. By the way, I want to let you know, I'm leaving X Twitter probably by the first of the year. I'm going to hold on to the handle Jim Vallee for a little while, just so no one squats there and posts a bunch of inappropriate things. But if you want anything from me, actual posts, go to Jim Vallee at Blue Sky or Jim _ Vallee at Instagram. I have Facebook, but I don't really do much wrestling on Facebook. SmackDown last night, it's a placeholder show, which makes sense. It's the holidays. That's fine. Probably the most notable thing was after the show, when Braun Strowman, Sami Zayn, and Jay brought the kids of Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper, Brody Lee, John Huber into the ring. They did some yeeting, and Braun talked about how Bray's kids were his godchildren. It was very, very sweet, particularly for the holiday. On TV, really just kind of, like I said, placeholder stuff, nothing too exciting. Someone in the chat says, SmackDown was lacking. I mean, that's to be expected during the holidays, I think. I mean, you know, things will get going once we get into the new year, get into WrestleMania season in earnest. Open the show, Bianca, Naomi, and Bayley beat Nia, Tiffany, and Candice. Once again, it's centered around Nia, Tiffany, and the Money in the Bank briefcase. Tiffy saw a potential opportunity to cash in on Jax when Jax was down, but Candice LeRae stopped her. The argument allowed for Naomi to pin LeRae for the win. And of course, they also talked about who attacked Jade. And I think it's pretty obvious it's going to be Naomi, but we shall see. Also on the show, Braun Strowman pinned Austin Theory. Remember him? Pinned him with a power slam. Remember when they were teasing a breakup between Austin Theory and Grayson Waller? Yeah, I don't either. But then again, oh, that Tony Khan booking. Oh, that Tony Khan booking. Street Profits beat Angel and Berto. Can't really say what happened to them because no one expected anything. Did a whole big red, white, and green, and blue. U.S. title celebration. You know, Chelsea stood at the podium, looked like the presidential seal with her picture on it. Again, ring decked out in red, white, and blue, but Chelsea says it's the year of red, white, and green. After putting yourself over with comments like this.
Let's be honest, if not for me, you'd be stuck with one of those she-trolls in the back. Woof.
It was funny. Corey Graves said that Michael Cole sounded like Lee Greenwood. They were talking about all the red, white, and blue iconography. And, of course, Lee Greenwood, famous for writing and singing the song God Bless the USA. I popped for that one. Anyway, Mia Yim came out with a kendo stick. She was approaching the ring, but Piper Niven cut her off, took the brunt of the attack, which is her job. Apollo Crews told the Street Profits it was really DIY who attacked them last week. We'll see where that goes. Sami Zayn, Carmelo Hayes battled to a no contest. Melo even got to kick out of the Blue Thunder Bomb, which I thought was surprising. Hayes was had enough, starting to walk out, when Solo and his bloodline hit and attacked Sami. And Solo had the black turtleneck and the necklace, definitely shades of the old Rock picture. I don't think that was by mistake. Somebody said, Green is top-notch in her talent. She's funny, great facial expressions. She can wrestle. Yeah, she's got great poise. I mean, I'm happy for her. Big fan. I still think it would have been better if someone credible held the title and then she won it and started desecrating the heritage of the U.S. title. But it's fine. It's no big deal. Also on the show, Kevin Owens in his car with the Winged Eagle title. It's official. Cody versus Kevin Owens in a ladder match with both belts hanging above the ring. And even though SmackDown sort of ended in sort of a brawl afterwards after the Melo and Sami Zayn match, like death in Texas, Kevin Owens in the men's single main event match in the Royal Rumble. It's an inevitability. You know, the one thing that's different is that it's not Roman Reigns this time. But look back at this. 2016, Kevin Owens. They didn't have a world title match, but challenged Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental title unsuccessfully. Kevin Owens challenged Roman in 2017 for the Undisputed title unsuccessfully. 2018, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, 2-on-1, challenging AJ, who's also had 5 main event men's matches in the Royal Rumble. 2021, Kevin Owens versus Roman, Undisputed title. That was a fun match. That was a lot of fun, as a matter of fact. Anyway, 23, again, Roman, Undisputed title. And this year, 2025, a ladder match versus Cody for the Undisputed WWE Championship. And like I've said, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, they're like the mirror image of each other. They have tons of credibility. They can talk their way in and out of any situation. And fans buy it each and every time. A lot of times you try to heat up a talent and it doesn't work. But Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe are so good at it that it works every single time. It's going to work this time, because that's how good they are. But Kevin Owens, AJ Styles tied at 5 Royal Rumble main event matches. And again, certainly, you know, there's always people who live in this box. And if something doesn't fit in the box, in that cookie cutter, if the square peg doesn't go into the square hole, well then, it must be wrong. And I'm sure there are people who are going to say, oh, Kevin Owens, he shouldn't be challenging. They've done it every time. It's a crutch. It's this, it's that. But I think Kevin Owens is the exception to that rule. Is it redundant? Certainly. You could make that case. But to make that case is also denying Kevin Owens' undeniable talent and his ability to make chicken salad time and time again. So you could say it's a crutch. You could say, oh, Triple H doing this again, but Kevin Owens is great. If you want to get all nitpicky, sure, fine. But I don't have a problem with it. Guys like AJ, guys like Kevin Owens, you can rely on them anytime you need them to make something work, to get fans excited, and fans buy into it because that's the kind of credibility that they have. Just like with Samoa Joe, even in WWE. I mean, Kevin Owens, at least, is a former Universal and World Champion and has main evented and has had an incredible career in WWE. Samoa Joe never really did, but it worked each and every time you wanted to heat him up, whether it's TNA, AEW, WWE, Samoa Joe. You can just throw him in the microwave like a casserole, and it works each and every time. So, I don't have a problem with it. Well, did you catch the last Rampage last night? We'll talk about that and more. Stand by. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley. Hey, be sure to follow me on Blue Sky, Jim Valley, bluesky.social, and bsky.social, because that's where I'm going to be starting in 2025. So just so you know. Rampage. It's the last Rampage last night. Taped at the Hammerstein Ballroom earlier in the week. Chris Jericho beat Anthony Bowens. Bowens was going to cheat. They were fighting over a briefcase. And there was a tug of war. And his caster snatched the foreign object away. The backlash struck Bowens, knocked him out. Keith tackled Caster out of the ring. And Jericho made the cover. You know, and it happened so slowly and deliberately. I'm sure that Bowens... it's going to be able to blame Caster. Caster will have that deniability as the obvious heel turn continues. Did a video, Private Party, about them coming home to NYC. Private Party pinned Leo Sparrow and Alec Price after the gin and juice. Now, following the pin, Andretti, Leo Rush, and their spiky coats came out. So did Top Flight. All three teams had a great big brawl to end the segment. Tape promo from Powerhouse Hobbs, hyping up his match, challenging Takeshita for the international title tonight at World's End. Thunder Rosa beat Layla Gray with the Cobra Clutch. Hook choked out Nick Wayne in the main event with the Red Rum. Now, backstage, the Death Riders were shown beating up Darby Allin. Now, this fight finally made its way to the ring. Moxley grabbed a chair, sat in the ring, daring anyone to come to the ring and do something about them. Now, the first person who came out was Commander. Of course, he got laid out, but that's his job. And they obviously have got a thing right now with Commander. Then out came Orange Cassidy and Jay White, Hangman, Willow Nightingale, among many others. It was good to see Willow Nightingale come out and finally give Marina Shafir something to do. As this whole thing ensued, Moxley and Marina went into the production truck. Oh, also, Pac took a club and smashed what they said was the lighting rig in Hammerstein, although it looked more like a audio mixing board than a lighting rig to me, but what do I know? Anyway, Moxley and Shafir, the production truck, and Moxley said his king is going to bring peace to the people, and he cut the feed on Rampage to close and end the broadcast and end Rampage, seemingly forever. Or at least for now. You know, in some ways, it's kind of too bad that Rampage is over. And this episode, and the past few weeks, maybe the last month or so, of Rampages. Rampages. That's the plural, right? Anyway, this episode illustrates how, you know, Rampage could have been helpful to have a go-home show for a Saturday pay-per-view like World's End. But, you know, Rampage never got traction recently for a number of reasons. people only watch first-run programming. And Rampage had always had fine wrestling, just not a lot of things that advanced stories, not a lot of huge stars. But like I've said a million times, if you just want to come home, chill out after a busy week, and just watch some wrestling, it's a nice little show. You know, it's not going to set the world on fire. And it didn't. You know, I got to laugh. There's all these people who always say, oh, everything moves too fast. It's like, well, do you watch Rampage? That moves slowly. Oh, no, don't watch Rampage because nothing happens. God, I love people. Anyway, Rampage never got traction. And, you know, I watched Rampage because of this show, and it sort of always reminded me of the short-lived WCW Power Hour in the 90s. Often self-contained, good wrestling, big stars, but not too big a stars, just like the old WCW TV days. Look, there's just too much content today. People miss an episode, they realize it's no big deal. They can still follow the product. Before you know it, they realize that they can miss more and more shows. And it snowballs from there. And that really, I think, is going to be a story to follow in 2025. Look at WWE. They got rid of Level Up, whatever that was. That was kind of the pre-NXT show. But this week it was announced officially. But it was already expected. I've talked about it. Raw on Netflix, SmackDown on USA, each going to 3 hours every week. Plus, you got 2 hours of NXT. On PLE weekends, you could see an additional 3 to 4 hours tacked on to that. So we're talking 12 hours, maybe even a little bit more, like on WrestleMania weeks, particularly if they're going to 2 pay-per-views, splitting them in half. So we're talking 6 hours additional. Ridiculous. So we're talking 12, maybe even 14, 16 hours of first run WWE content each week. You know, and think about this, it's not like Saturday night's main event numbers set the world on fire. I was personally surprised that it didn't do better. And look, I'm not saying the sky's falling, but there are some signs that business is softening. This past Thursday, December 26th, the annual WWE house show at Madison Square Garden, the biggest house show of every year, didn't sell out. Now look, 12,700 people. It's a very good number, not a sellout. It's also down from last year by about 3,000 tickets. However, it's also up from 2022. Sold about 900 fewer tickets. So, like I said, not the end of the world. Could be a sign, something to keep an eye on. But keep in mind that for years, Vince and WWE has always said, where New York City goes, so does the rest of the country. Often New York City is the harbinger of things to come. I don't think the sky is falling, but something to keep an eye on. Maybe business is getting softer. And if it is, the two main shows going to 3 hours is not going to help. And I can hear now all the Fed-billed people. What about AEW? Well, we already know about that. We've talked about that a ton in 2024. It gets discussed ad nauseum each and every week. You know, and that's not hard to find if you need your fix on that. But it will be interesting to see if WWE's business will seemingly get softer and if that will have any effect on AEW's business. I mean, and we've seen signs independent of WWE. You know, AEW is had some pretty good numbers. Tonight's World End pay-per-view is got a slightly bigger house than last year's pay-per-view. Ratings. Collision last week was a very strong number relative to Collision. And they have had some very good shows, some very strong shows as far as wrestling and creative. And if we're going to see, for example, Kenny Omega maybe perhaps return tonight or sometime in the very near future, what effect could that have on business and the way things are going for AEW? I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, we'll see if as WWE goes, as the business goes, or not. We shall see, but it's interesting how both seem to be relatively independent of each other, where in the past, WCW was often, well, pre-NWO, was often affected by where WWE went. The rising and lowering tide seemed to affect all boats. We shall see. Well, there is a pay-per-view tonight. AEW's World's End promises to have a ton of great wrestling. However, is there going to be a lot of things that happen tonight? It's hard to say. And like I said, with today's booking, does that affect the excitement? We'll talk about that. Plus, look ahead. The people who have won, lost, and could have a great 2025. Talk about that more. Stand by. Jim Vallee, Wrestling Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Oh, goodness gracious. World's End tonight. You know, it's very conflicting. You know, Jon Moxley, I think, is doing great promos. I think he is doing amazing work in some ways. However, you know, this Death Riders thing, you know, they didn't really build it up very well. It just sort of happened. And I feel like that's kind of affected the interest and affected kind of the stakes of this whole thing. But that said, I mean, everybody's doing great work. Pac, Marina Shafir, Claudio, Wheeler Yuta, they're all doing great work. It's just, and we've talked about this. But the other thing is, you know, today's booking, you know, in many, it's good that it goes slower now to give things building, to give things credibility, to give it oomph. But the downside is that it takes a while before you think a champion could lose their title. And it still feels too early in Mox's reign and the Death Riders for this to happen. I'm not saying it couldn't, but still feels early. And it doesn't feel like they've built it up to the moment where you think, this is it. This just feels like with a four-person match, there's too much that can go on with Paige and Jay White and Orange Cassidy not getting their stuff together and eventually losing. Jon Moxley eking out the pinfall and holding on to the world title. So that's, I think, one of the disadvantages of this match. Also on the show, Kyle Fletcher versus Will Ospreay, semifinals of the Continental Classic. One would think maybe Will Ospreay could win. You know, either one, you could go either way. Then the other semifinal, Okada versus Ricochet in the Continental Classic. You would think Okada should go to the finals to defend his Continental Championship. Okada's kind of spinning his wheels. He needs something. He needs to be more in the world title picture, but he doesn't really fit in the whole Death Riders thing. And that's, again, kind of a limit to this Death Riders storyline. Is, you know, who can challenge, who should challenge, and who it's going to affect. So finally, it's going to come down to either the winner of Ricochet Okada and the winner of Ospreay Fletcher, and the winner is the new AEW Continental Champion and the tournament winner. Also on the show, Mariah May versus Thunder Rosa, a Tijuana street fight for the AEW Women's World Championship. This feels like with a street fight, there's an opportunity there for Toni Storm, somebody to get involved, maybe backstage, something happens, or somehow like that, because you can brawl all over the place using weapons. Maybe Toni takes a cane shot or something that hits her in the head, and suddenly she remembers who she is. She's timeless, Toni Storm. Just a thought. Mercedes Moné versus Chris Statlander for the TBS Championship. A lot of people think maybe Statlander could win. Not sure about that. Takeshita versus Powerhouse Hobbs. I don't expect Hobbs to win, but he's been doing great. every time he comes back, it seems he gets that much better and just a little bit closer to the star I think everyone thinks Powerhouse Hobbs can be. Plus MJF versus Adam Cole for the Dynamite Diamond Ring. I would think Adam Cole should win. We'll talk about these guys coming up. You know, I was watching SmackDown this week. And, you know, I was noticing, because it's kind of a placeholder show, that a lot of the stars weren't there. And they had a bunch of can't-miss acts who either didn't hit or just haven't yet. Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, pretty deadly. Even Carmelo Hayes. I mean, his story is still being written, but I think his size works against him. I mean, but I don't think him winning the U.S. or IC title is out of the question. They also had a video for Andrade. Andrade. It seems like no matter where he goes, he always ends up in the same spot. And look, you know, I've mentioned this before. I grew up around a lot of Mexicans. My stepdad was from Mexico. So, you know, we had a ton. You know, I was exposed to a ton of Mexican culture, which was great. And so it's like, I understand a lot of times what even Andrade or even Rush are trying to communicate culturally with what they do. But there seems to be just a gap where I don't know that an Anglo audience follows and understands everything they're trying to do. And it just seems like they're this close, but there's just a disconnect with what they're doing. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it's like, okay, everyone's wearing the white suit. Everyone's angry. It's like that act, those things just are not connecting. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they should be Mexicans or anything like that, but there's just something. But there are other people kind of spinning their wheels. Someone suggests maybe get Andrade a manager. Possibly. Quite possibly. Even maybe a woman, where he could pull some of that Spanish, you know, stereotypical machismo stuff on her. Maybe that might help. Who knows? There are a lot of talent spinning their wheels. Bayley, AJ, they've had great careers, but they're sort of in supporting roles and are kind of plugged in and used where they're needed. In AJ's case, probably main event next year's Royal Rumble. At least that's what usually happens. LA Knight, super popular and certainly protected as U.S. champion, but one has to wonder if he's hit his ceiling. Same with Jey Uso. Incredibly popular. Could he get a run with maybe the world title? Not out of the question. But you got to wonder about his ceiling. Of course, the difference is Jey is so beloved by the WWE fan base. He's like family because he's been around so long. He's like a cool uncle. You know, I'm not sure some fans could imagine him not being a part of WWE. Damian Priest seems to have cooled off. Remember Lexus King? Yeah, me too. People expect big things out of Tiffany Stratton. And certainly I think that can happen, but I'm still curious how she's going to do as a babyface, because she seems like such a natural heel. Someone comparing Eddie Guerrero to Andrade. I don't know if Andrade has shown enough comedic touches. I think Eddie Guerrero is more of a better sports entertainer, if you understand what I'm saying. Jacob Fatu has been as impressive as expected. One would think that there's an inevitable breakup after WrestleMania or SummerSlam, which will give Jacob and Solo something to do in 2025, maybe even into 26. And 2026 seems to be the time to crap or get off the pot for Dom Mysterio, Rhea Ripley, and the live will-they-won't-they storyline. The holidays are over. It's WrestleMania. Let's get it in gear. Roman and Punk seem to be positioned for a feud. That's got money written all over it. But I just don't want Drew involved. Enough of that. Let them do their own thing. Whatever happened to Jade? What seems to be the inevitable feud with Naomi? I hope we'll give Bianca a little spark. And ditto her husband. That guy, how many times have we predicted big things that just never quite happened? A lot of people see big things for Sol Ruka, and I think she's got something, but she needs to figure out a couple of things. She can do the big spots, but she needs to work on transitions and the notes in between the music, so to speak. Roxanne Perez has been great. I expect her to be protected in WWE. The only thing is, though, she's small. And size can work against people, as we've seen, on the main roster, no matter how talented. That big ring and that main roster presentation has a way of swallowing up people who are not giants. And probably the two biggest can't misses, Julia and Stephanie Vaquer. It's expected Jordan Grace is coming in, and, you know, she's got that bodybuilder look that Triple H loves. Joe Hendry coming in. I mean, right now he's sort of kind of cooled down right now, but he can get heated up under the WWE spotlight, at least one would expect. And the one thing creative in WWE has done really well is finding spots and roles for a lot of stars on the roster. Candice LeRae and others. You know, the only thing is that there are only so many slots for that setup, person. Now, the big question for AEW is who's going to beat Jon Moxley and be set up as seemingly AEW's top babyface? What role will Kenny Omega play versus the role fans want him to play? What about the inevitable heel run that's coming with the Acclaimed? We shall see. And Jay White. Oh, Jay White. Oh, Jay White is so good. But I'll tell you what, I think last year, at Full Gear, when he lost to MJF pretty much cleanly, Jay White lost so much momentum, followed by the injury. And then this year, he had a babyface turn, which, was that a babyface turn? I don't understand was he a babyface? Was he not a babyface? I don't even know. I have no idea. And it seems like the fans didn't really know. And he just feels like he's so underutilized. Or maybe he's not. Maybe I just see him as a big star because of his IWGP run. Stand by, it's Jim Valley. It's a Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Real quick, I want to mention, you know, MJF was off to a great few years, but when you're act, he's saying outrageous things, you're going to reach the floor where you can't go any lower because you're going to be really offensive. I'd like to see MJF rely more on creativity than just simple shock value. Swerve is over. Brody King could be a top guy, but that doesn't seem to be in the cards. Mark Briscoe gets great reactions, but doesn't win as much as he should. And Beast Mortos. Oh, do something with Beast Mortos. That guy is awesome. The crowd loves him. Kyle Fletcher's got a great year ahead. Probably Max Caster as well. And someone in the chat mentions Omos. Omos in Pro Wrestling Noah, the mystery partner for Jack Morris. One of the great trends of this year is people going away and being used in other companies to gain perspective and experience, get more polished. We saw it with Anna Jay. We're going to see more of that. And I think that is a fantastic trend that I hope continues. And I think it's a good sign. What they want to do with Omos, if they're sending him out and about to get more experience. I think it's a great trend. You know, 2024 has been a great year. We've seen so much great wrestling, so much exciting changes. Saturday night's main event, WWE doing gangbuster business, even AEW seemingly making a little bit of a comeback. Relative to AEW's business, we've seen more interest thanks to the Continental Classic. TNA has had a great year. New Japan, with their Young Lions, is seemingly doing better. All Japan has been somewhat in the mix. Noah, with its relationship with WWE. CMLL on fire on Fridays. at Arena Mexico. There's a lot to love, a lot to look forward to in 2025. Hope you have a very safe and happy new year. And I will talk to you in 2025 as well. I've loved doing this. Thank you for being here for me. I always appreciate it. And we've had a lot of fun. And we'll have more fun and interviews and insight, maybe, coming up next year. Happy New Year from me. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.